This is God's viewpoint on rich. The righteous, the upright, are supposed to have houses full of wealth and full of riches. He's supposed to be blessed. He's supposed to, his seed mighty upon the earth. His family is blessed.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Join Kenneth Copeland today as he delivers a message on God's covenant blessing. Find out the true meaning of wealth and why increase without purpose can lead to destruction. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Proverbs 10, and let's look at the 22nd verse. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he, did you notice the combination there? The blessing, he. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Read it out loud with me, please. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Now then, turn to the 73rd Psalm. And look at verse 12. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world, and they increase in riches. Our prosperity does not come from the world. It comes from the blessing of the Lord. So, what we know as the world, when the Bible talks about the world, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This world order. We're not talking about the earth. We're talking about a system of government and finance, a system of commerce. And its base is Babylonian. So you could say it like this. Go ye into all of the Babylonian system of the world and preach this gospel. You could say this, these are they which prosper in the Babylonian system of commerce, the ungodly. Now, I want you to remember this, this verse 12, because that's going to come up some more. And when it does, It's going to get really, really interesting before we get through. Praise God. I'm going to be talking about some things that most of you have never heard of in your life. And I'm just not the least bit interested in my ideas or my opinions, and even less about my own experiences, except in the Word. And I am totally and completely interested in what the Bible has to say about it. Now then, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Well, we need to find out, prospering in God maketh rich. Prospering in the world, what did he say? These are the ungodly who prosper in the world, and they increase in riches. Now, there's a difference And one of the things you can see right away is he said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, but he addeth no sorrow with it. If you're outside the blessing of the Lord in any area of your life, spirit, soul, body, finance, family, politics, whatever it is in your life, then there's sorrow with it. If you're in the blessing of the Lord, there's no sorrow there. But if you're doing your best to gain and add to yourself without God, the sorrow's already out there. It's already in it. You're just out there gathering it up and saving it. And there'll be plenty for you. Particularly if you don't have any idea how to combat it when it manifests. Because it's full of curse. Now then, let's find out. We need to know here what rich is. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich without sorrow. So the first thing we can see right here, whatever rich is, if you'll stay with God and prosper in His system and in His blessing, there's not any sorrow with it. Well, I'm interested in that right quick. I had all the sorrow I want. Amen. And I caused it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Now then, let's find out here. Go to the 112th Psalm. Now, the Psalms 112 is the Old Covenant description of God's view of prosperous people, a prosperous man. Somebody that's prospering in God, and the first verse tells you that, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in His commandments, in His word, in His covenant. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Well, to be prosperous in God, then your family and generation after you should be more prosperous than you are. And the world tries to do that, and most of the time they fail, because it seems like every time one of them leaves something to the other and they fight over it, and lose it all. And the lawyers get it. And the lawyers are full of sorrow because they don't know God either. They think they think they're licensed to lie. And they call you ugly names, man. Whether they know anything about you or not. I mean, if somebody hires you, well, the first thing he's going to do is come call you ugly name. Amen. So now, His seed mighty upon the earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in His house, and His righteousness endureth forever. Now here is a person. See, the world and people have always had the idea that anybody that follows Jesus ought to be poor. Mainly because they think he was poor. There's absolutely nothing poor about him. I don't have time, but I could prove it to you over and over and over and over again. And even at times when his own staff goofed everything off and didn't have enough money to buy it, he just believed God. You remember when he broke the loaves and the fishes and he said he looked up into heaven and he what? Huh? He blessed it. You see how he prospered? He blessed it. And in Jesus, we see the blessing without measure. So, stay with me now, because we got a ways to go and we're working on something this week. His righteousness endureth forever. So wealth and riches shall be in his house. That means he's got a house with wealth and riches in it. and he's righteousness in the eyes of God. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. He's gracious, full of compassion, and righteous. Now remember, each one of these verses has to do with the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. This is God's viewpoint on rich. The righteous, the upright, are supposed to have houses full of wealth and full of riches. He's supposed to be blessed. He's supposed to, his seed mighty upon the earth. His family is blessed. There arises light in darkness. You can't keep this man in the dark. Why? Because he's blessed. And it is the light of God's word. And you remember when the group of people came in and told the king, said, man, alive, that we must have a spy over there in the camp of Israel. He knows, they know what you're doing even in your bedchamber. He said, no, they don't have a spy. Their God tells them. So see, there was light in the land of Goshen. There was light in the area of problems for the people that were rich in God. So there's a whole lot more going on here than money and wealth and pretty things. That's all part of it. It's incomplete without it. But that's way down on the bottom of the list here. Praise God. Now, a good man shows favor and he lendeth. If you look this up in the Hebrew text, it says he shows grace, he shows favor, and he's quick to give. He is a giver. He'll help you. All the time he'll help you. He will guide his affairs with good judgment. Why? He's blessed. He thinks right. He has insight. He can see into people. People cannot see into him. Spiritual men. You can't see into a spiritual man. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. You can't see into a spiritual man, but you can see into a natural man. You stay around him, if you're a spiritual man, you stay around him very long, he'll tell you everything he thinks. Because he doesn't know there's anything wrong with just saying whatever comes through his mind. He tells you and the devil everything that's in him in just a few minutes' time. Amen. Now, look at this. Surely he shall not, well, I can't get off that. Part of the blessing here and the wealth is good judgment. Good judgment. Amen. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. You can't move him. Now, this is all part of being rich. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Amen. Now here, blessed people have strong foundation. Jesus said, build your house on the rock, not on the sand. Because it wasn't the flood that destroyed the weak house. Flood didn't destroy it. It was no foundation that destroyed that house. Because the other house stood. So the flood wasn't strong enough to blow down a good house. Amen? Yeah. So here's somebody that's not afraid when all the bad news starts in. Here's somebody that's not afraid when the world starts taking shots at you in all different kinds of ways, talking ugly about you. Don't read it. Well, Brother Copeland, what did you think about what they wrote about you in the paper? I didn't read it. You want me to tell you why I didn't read it? I don't care. That doesn't have anything to do with my success or downfall. Because I'm not living on that system. Now, I don't care who they are. I love them. I pray for them. I don't pray God kill them. No. It said he sees his desire upon his enemies. Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use and persecute you. In the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, it said, don't try to defend yourself, but make way, for vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Well, somebody that's putting a lot of pressure on you and just all kinds of trouble comes up out of it. Think about it a minute. How wonderful and how marvelous it would be. I've experienced some of this. I know what I'm talking about now. How wonderful a thing it is for that person to call you on the phone. Say, my Lord, Brother Copeland, I came to myself last night. The Lord woke me up. I've been wrong. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me? Well, certainly. Amen. And you turn out to be good friends and brothers in the Lord. Now, that's my desire.
Yes, amen.
I've experienced that, and it is a wonderful thing. Amen. But if you care, and if you're afraid of evil tidings and your heart's not fixed and established and you're working out in the world and you're toiling for a living instead of working on assignment in the blessing, and you're gathering up all that sorrow, you know what you've got on the inside of your heart? Fear. And every ugly thing that comes down the line, it makes you get a knot right there and you... right in your breast, and you can't swallow it, and you can't spit it up, and the next thing you know, you're, why did that happen to me? You don't want to know why that happened to you. But if you roll all your care over on the Lord, this is the reason it's so important to know what the Scripture says do in something like this. And I've been practicing this for 41 years. I mean, you can learn two or three things in that length of time if you'll just stay with it. And Jesus said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Humble yourself, because God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. Well, I'm just an humble little man. That's not humility. That's self debasing. Never told you to do that. It says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, casting all your care over on him. Care means worry. Care means fear. Care means doubt. Care means unbelief. Care is something in a scripture that's called a thorn. And the cares of this world entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. But when you practice that and you get training at it and training at it over a period of time, you keep that care rolled over on the Lord. Amen. So I would have to care for bad tidings and so forth to bother me, wouldn't I? And I don't. I can't tell you how much I don't care. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this gets even more interesting as it goes. He'll not be afraid of evil tidings. This is what it means when the blessing makes you rich. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see the love of God on his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, and he'll gnash with his teeth, but then he just melts away. He just dissolves. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Now, look at all of the different things he's dispersed. He's a giver. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness is enduring. Why does his righteousness endure forever? Because it's word-based. His righteousness is Word of God-based. It's not based in the world. It's not based in religion. It's not based in somebody else's ideas. It's not based in politics. It's not based in what Jesus said. Don't seek what you're going to wear. Don't seek what you're going to put on or where you're going to live. He said, that's what the Gentiles do. Well, certainly. That's the only way they got to get it. So they seek it. Well, everything they get's full of sorrow. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of being right, even when it looks wrong. Amen. And train yourself to go his way, knowing that it is right. That's called trusting in the Lord instead of your own understanding. Amen. And when you do that, you get stronger and stronger and stronger, because I know how this is going to come out. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, you talk about somebody experienced in persecution, that he went through it. And he smiled at me one day. He said, Kenneth, if it don't kill you, it'll make you strong. Amen. Why? He knew how it was going to come out. How? However God said it would. That's how it's going to come out. You just stay with this, and it'll come out just exactly right. And all of your house will stay full. Amen.
Peace, prosperity, health, joy, salvation.
We're talking about the Bible definition of the godly rich.
Now, from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the all-new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. Available on compact disc and DVD, this series teaches you how to open the door to the inheritance of every believer.
Everything in this book, from Genesis chapter 2, is part of the blessing.
In this series, Kenneth explains the nature of the blessing.
You're not blessed because you're healed, but you are healed because of the blessing. You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Meditate with this all-new teaching from Kenneth Copeland and begin today to enjoy all that is already yours as a believer. To order Kenneth Copeland's brand new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for these enlightening and timely messages is just $18 and is available on DVD or CD. To order by mail, you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, today.
All of the messages that you're going to see all this week and all next week were taken from an absolute dynamite meeting. I said it when I was there, and I'll tell it to you again. In all of these 41 years I've been in the ministry, it was the most satisfying in my spirit. The messages that were preached and the way, the anointing that flowed in that meeting that I have ever experienced in all these years. So, I wanted to make available to you the CDs and the DVDs out of those meetings so you don't just get what we can put on the broadcast here, but you get the whole thing and you can study them, praise God, in depth. Now, you got faith in the name of Jesus. You got faith in His blood. You got faith in God's Word. But do you have faith in the blessing of the Lord? I'm telling you that this is, man, well, you just need to get them and find out what I'm talking about. And don't you miss any of this week's broadcast either, praise the Lord. That this is just powerhouse information that you need. Our prosperity does not come from the world. It comes from the blessing of the Lord. And if you will stay with God, there's no sorrow in it. Father, we pray over this radio and television audience today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you for the blessing. Oh, my, I'm so thrilled with it. Amen. West Coast Believers Convention this year, June the 30th through July the 5th in Long Beach, California, instead of Anaheim. And when you get there, you're going to be glad we made the move. Praise God. Super kids ages 6 through 12, 1440, junior high and high school students. I'm telling you, these young men and women in that 1440 group, I'll tell you, that's a dynamite bunch of people. And it's an opportunity for the whole family to jump into the things of God. Don't miss it. I'm telling you, this is going to be a wonderful week. This is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
And He sent His Word to heal you, sent His Word to save you, sent His Word to fill you, sent His Word to love you.
Jump in to the fullness of blessing. Get totally immersed in God's Word at the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location, come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. Come expecting an encounter with God. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Every human desire and need beyond all of your wildest dreams were wrapped up in the power of that blessing.